WHDD presents Susan Says.
So last week, I was feeling lazy, homebound, depressed. I didn't want to go out, so I binge-watched anything and everything on TV. I will now let you know what you want to see and what you don't, based on my opinion, of course. Number one, the Robin Williams documentary. Excellent. He was a very dear and talented man. I knew him a tiny bit back in the day when I was a TV writer. He was brilliant and tortured, too. His mind literally went so fast he couldn't stop it. He needed peace. Most people had lovely things to say. He was a very sweet, giving person. Sad to say, he developed Parkinson's after kicking booze and then something called Lewy body syndrome. So he decided to take his own life. The film is really fun, though. Of course, it shares a lot of his comedy. That alone makes it worth watching. Number two, Sacha Baron Cohen, This Is America. I love him. I have always loved him. I actually once fell off my bed while watching Ally G back in the day. He's a genius. He also commits to his things and his characters in a way no one does. He just pushes it and doesn't stop. He's made news this week by getting a disgusting jerk of a Georgia assemblyman to have to finally resign after saying and doing awful things in front of the camera, including taking his pants down. Yeah, I said it. The guy was an idiot. And anyone has to just say no, they can stop things. Ted Koppel did, Bernie Sanders did, and even hashtag 45-ish never my president once walked out. This guy didn't, so bye-bye. The interviews that Sacha does with people are so hysterical. They say things you just can't believe, and he encourages it, and it doesn't disappoint. Watch it. You'll laugh, I promise, unless you're really, really rigid. Number three, now for something really different. I got hooked. Yeah, I know it's odd, but there's a show called My 600-Pound Life. It's about morbidly obese people who go to this doctor in Texas to have their stomach surgery, and then he shows their quote-unquote journey over the year. It's hard to believe that skin can stretch that much. Anyway, I won't get into details, but one of my friends hates it, can't watch it, but I am fascinated. The sad thing is only 5% of these people remain thin after they have the operation. They don't show that part yet. There was a family called the Tun family or something. There were three of them, a brother and two sisters. They weighed 500, 600, and yes, 800 pounds. Honestly, they all had issues, you think? Anyway, it's an acquired taste, but I like it. Number four, Sharp Objects from a book by Gillian Flynn. It's also kind of strange. I'm not sure how I feel about it. Amy Adams is very good. The director is very talented, but the use of sound too much and quick cuts too much gave me a headache. I'm not sure if I like it or not, but I do want to watch and I have to finish it off because I've got to find out who murdered these girls in this small town. Then I watched the circus of the Senate hearings with Mike Pompeo. Well, senators tried to find out what the so-called leader of the free world had to say to Donald Trump. Well, you know what I mean. Pompeo kept fighting it and bringing up Obama. It's over, people. We're in another administration now. That's what it's about. They couldn't get much answered. He is really a good soldier. But at least Putin had the decency to cancel on coming back. I wonder how deranged Donnie's going to feel when he was dissed by his pal, his love. Well, he could always eat a lot and go for a bypass on the 600-pound life.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.